So, Vach, I don't like when people follow certain rules in public because then I feel bad whenever I don't, okay? So, for example, I was out shopping the other day, and when I was done, I just kind of threw my shopping cart into the pile of the other ones, okay? Well, then this sweet old guy comes up behind me and then delicately fits his cart into them and stacks it up like they're supposed to be stacked. So, of course, I turn around. I'm like, oh, you got to put me on blast like that, right? You got to come up behind me and do what you're supposed to do. So then I feel bad for just throwing my cart into the stack of them. And he was like, oh, no, no, it's fine. But then...
Wait, you told that to him? I thought that was something you were thinking in your mind.
No, I told him. I'm like,
Were you mad at him when you said it?
I wasn't mad. I was calling him out for him basically calling me out for just throwing the...
So he said something to you?
No. I just threw my cart into the stack of carts.
And then he
came up behind me and gently stacked his cart.
So being passive-aggressive is basically what you're trying to say.
Exactly. So I said, oh, why you got to do that to me, bro? And he just laughed. But it's like, I honestly felt bad for not following the shopping cart rules, you know? And it's like...
But initially... Your first reaction is what you're saying is that you got mad.
Yes, because he made me look bad. I got mad because, you know, I didn't do what I was supposed to do, but no one would have known any better had he not have done what he was supposed to do. If he would have just done what I did, we both would have been fine, and we both would have gotten on with our day. I don't have time to stack the carts like they're supposed to be stacked.
Well, you do have time. You have the same time everybody else does. No. He had time. You have time also. Yeah, I mean, if you have time to take a 2-hour nap, you have time to take about five seconds.
That's why I don't have time to put the cards up.
Extra a little bit. Now,
don't you hate that?
I do. You know what this represents, right, Sarah? Do you know what your anger represents?
What, Tony Robbins?
This isn't Tony Robbins. This is Psychology 101.
Oh, okay.
That you're fearful.
Of what?
When you're angry or you're mad at something, that means truly deep down... that you're fearful. And I think what you're fearful of, Sarah, is that someone is going to show you up as that old man did.
Yeah, he did.
Your first reaction is to get angry, but you're fearful that he's showing you up. So it's not really that you're angry at him.
But then I feel like he was very passively calling me out. Like, I'm 95 years old and I can put the card up like it's supposed to be put up, but here you are, you know, a young chick.
Not doing this to attack you.
Yes, he is.
See, this is once again a defense mechanism to hide your fears. Deep down.
It's not a fear, but I don't have time to follow the rules. And I don't want other people to follow the rules around me because then it makes me look bad.
You make time about what I'm saying.
What?
And what I'm telling you right now is that the reason that you're so angry is you're scared. And it's okay, Sarah. You don't need to be scared.
You don't need to be scared about life.
You don't need to be scared about putting the cart back where it belongs the right way. And you don't need to be scared of somebody doing what they need to be doing.
I'm not scared. I'm pissed whenever people
follow
the rules.
That's right. There you go. Pissed.
Okay.
Once again, you are covering up your fear.
No, I'm not.
That anger is just to cover up what's
deep down. Listen, I'm not coming to you for life advice, okay? So give me a break.
Well, you should. I mean,
you don't put the card up the way it's supposed to go either.
Yes, I do. I make a point to do that.
No, you do not.
And I want to tell you that our insurance doesn't cover psychologists, and this is for free, and you're welcome.
Thanks, buddy.
It's okay. Christmas is almost here.